all for coming. It really means a lot to us.
We're very soft-spoken people.
You should come in. Yeah.
You're not going to be able to hear us if we start.
So yeah, I'm Gwyneth Matthew. And the printmaking is mine, and the cutting is Matt's. So I figured I'll say a few words about the process of printmaking, since a lot of people aren't familiar with printmaking for some reason, even though it's awesome. So a lot of these are dry points, and I use a plexiglass plate. And so the process, I'm working from photographs, and I take a sharp tool and I scratch into the plate, kind of like you're drawing into the plate. And then you ink that plate, you spread ink on it, and you wipe off a lot of the ink, but it stays in the grooves that you've made. And then you take that plate and you run it through a printing press, and the ink transfers onto the paper. So you can then use that plate to make multiple prints. So, for example, here's 5 prints on the same plate. And I also have some etchings, and that's a more complicated process, which involves etching those lines with acid. But most of them are dry points. And my inspiration for this comes from my grandparents, who spent 34 years of their lives working in India as missionaries. And this has always deeply inspired me. And so it's found its way into my art a lot. In college, I started working from photographs that my grandpa took while he was in India. And he was a self-taught photographer and had his own darkroom and had a really good eye. And he taught my dad a love of photography as well as a love of music. And so, you know, I felt like I've grown up in this great legacy that's both spiritual, artistic, musical, and cultural. So I owe a great deal to my grandparents. And my grandma passed away when I was about 5 years old, but my grandpa recently passed away this summer. But for a number of years, he had Alzheimer's. And so a lot of my prints are an attempt to sort of capture memories of his before they were lost, but also using the art as a way to think about the process of memory loss and memory deterioration, and just thinking about time and, you know, family connection. And so the long, repetitive process of printmaking really helped me to engage with these photographs and to learn, you know, the faces in them better, and, you know, to learn more about the stories behind the photographs. And so one way that I use them to convey memory is to do a bunch of unique proofs, or basically monoprints. So normally in printmaking, you will often work on the plate, get it to a certain point where you edition it, and you make a bunch of copies that are basically the same. But in this, they're all different. So I leave a lot of the ink on the plate. I don't wipe it as much as you might usually. And so each one is distinct, and it's almost like a different attempt to remember the same memory, you know, multiple times. Each one has a different effect. And so these were ones that I did for my senior exhibition in college. And then, not having a studio after college, I kind of had a break for a while from printmaking. And I recently joined the Printmakers Guild at George Mason. So I've actually been able to make some new work for the show. And that happened to coincide with my grandfather passing away. So since the summer, I've revisited some of my old plates in trying to convey a sense of loss. So what I did was I would print the inked plate with a blank plate to show that absence and that void after someone passes away. And another interesting thing, while I found it sort of limiting to be working with old plates, it's also conceptually important because, you know, once a person passes away, there's like no new experience with that person, and it's all just memory and sort of revisiting what you've already experienced with them. But also, the more that you print from a plate, the image actually degrades because the act of constantly wiping polishes the surface. So a lot of the marks that you've made will lessen. So you lose a lot of the details and the marks become less pronounced. So I thought that was really interesting in a show about memory. That's some of the new work is down around the corner. And also just like thinking about this legacy. And so one of the big questions coming away from my grandpa's funeral, you know, because we heard so much about the work that he did, and you know, it's really inspirational just to see this life of service and humility and compassion that he lived. So just thinking about that legacy and how it impacts me, and so my question coming away from that was, what do I do with that legacy? How do I live? How do I respond? So that's been sort of a theme for this show as well. It's sort of something that tied our work together because it's also the same question that I was asking in response to the life of Jesus. How do I respond to that example? I also did a piece about lineage and how, you know, over time there's sort of this generational forgetfulness and how we all come from this ancient place, like we all come from this ancient lineage, but like we know so little of these full lives that were lived before us. And so just thinking about that in the context of my grandpa passing and trying to preserve his memories and thinking, you know, what will my kids and my grandkids know of him? You know, it's kind of a really bittersweet thing. But so that's kind of what I've been thinking about and preparing for the show. So.
So